Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
JAS President is assuring that there will be enough food for Christmas. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican proverb of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society Norman Grant is upbeat that the sector will be able to meet the demand for chicken, pork, and eggs for the Christmas season. Mr. Grant says the sector has experienced tremendous growth in domestic crop production.
The agricultural sector has really experienced an exceptional year, primarily due to support from the Ministry of Agriculture, rather the JAS. And also we had some excellent weather following 2 years of back-to-back drought that saw the domestic crop production reduce from 615,000 metric tons in 2013 to some 571,000 metric tons in 2014. And there was an increase in 2015 to 579,000 metric tons.
There has been strong performance in poultry production, which has experienced an 11% increase so far this year.
Last year we did somewhere in the region of 76 million kilograms. This year we're projected to do somewhere in the region of 116 million kilograms, which is a tremendous performance. And the small poultry farmers have increased their production market share, moving from over 30% last year to close to 40%. So that's big, big performance for the Christmas. Also, eggs. Last year we did 120 million eggs. This year we are projected to do 160 million eggs.
The JAS president says local farmers are now producing whole chickens, costing $100 per pound, equivalent to the cost of imported chicken back and neck.
We are pushing to get the production of chicken up to about 250 to 300 million kilograms. And at that time, we don't need to import chicken back and neck, because we would have produced chicken at a level where we can be competitive. And that, for me, is just tremendous news.
The local market will be able to satisfy 90% of demand for Irish potato, as well as a variety of root tubers, sorrel, vegetables, and seasoning for the Christmas period. Mr. Grant says consumers can expect ample supply of sorrel, pointing out that local farmers have begun producing the crop throughout the year. Mr. Grant anticipates that the sector will continue to see considerable growth with a surge in the fourth quarter.
I expect to see at least about a 20% growth at minimum. That would move us to somewhere in excess 600,000 metric tons. And that is a fantastic result in line with the Eat What We Grow campaign, which aim is to produce enough food for our Jamaicans to eat, to reduce our reliance on import, and to reduce our import bill.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Norman Grant. And now for our Jamaican proverb of the day. Alligator no for call hog long mouth. Translation, an alligator is not to call a pig long mouth. And this means people tend to point out other person's flaws and ignore the same flaws within themselves. That's it for today's program. I'm Andre Palmer with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.